The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is Cassie.
And this is Jessie.
And you are listening to Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sportskeeda, Daily DDT, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker. And boy oh boy, did WWE shake up the sports entertainment world the other day as it was announced that ESPN, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and WWE, part of the TKO Group Holdings, Inc., announced a landmark rights agreement as ESPN platforms, including the new ESPN direct-to-consumer streaming service, will become the exclusive U.S. domestic home of all WWE premium live events, PLEs, including the two-night cultural phenomenon WrestleMania starting in 2026. This deal makes ESPN home the highest profile WWE events of the year. Now, the new app that they are talking about, ESPN is creating an all-in-one app for consumers that includes being able to get all of the ESPN content. So there's a lot of different things that ESPN was part of or that they had that I was seemingly unaware of. So ESPN direct to consumer, it includes all the ESPN networks from ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, SECN, ACCN, ESPN News, ESPN Deportes, ESPN on ABC, ESPN Plus, ESPN3, SECN Plus, and ACCNX, as well as you will be able to bundle the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone through a deal with NFL Plus Premium. So you're getting all those different ESPN networks on one app. And on that app will include all of the WWE PLEs and more. Now, this service will cost, if you do not have ESPN already, this service will cost $29.99 a month. Now, I'm sure some of you are saying that's quite the hike because you can get Peacock for starting at $7.99. That is literally three times as much if you do not have any sort of app related to ESPN, because ESPN DTC will start out with around 25 million subscribers, as those currently getting ESPN Plus will migrate to the new platform. So if you already have ESPN Plus, like myself, you are set. You'll be able to watch this, and it's not going to cost you anything extra. However, if you don't, you are looking at $29.99 a month just to watch the WWE PLEs. That doesn't include those in the United States who need Netflix to watch Raw, where in other countries, everything is exclusive to Netflix. Here in the United States, we have to pay more to watch WWE. So the deal with Peacock was a five-year deal. It was $900 and some odd million. The deal with ESPN is $1.6 billion. There's an obvious reason why WWE went with this deal with ESPN. Obviously, they're getting a lot more money, number one. Number two, UFC already has a deal with ESPN, and UFC is under TKO just like WWE, so it only makes sense to have all of your stuff under one thing. Unless you're here in the United States, then again, like I said, WWE Raw is on Netflix, SmackDown is on USA, and NXT is on CW. So you still got to have cable to watch SmackDown, CW, with NXT. So whatever your cable bill with that would be, plus Netflix, plus ESPN Plus, this new ESPN DTC. So the deal for WWE is obviously worth it. They're getting more money, but do the fans have to pay more money? And the answer to that is yes. Fans do, in the United States, have to pay more money. Again, if you don't have ESPN Plus, then you are going to pay $29.99 a month for the WWE PLEs, plus your $7.99 subscription to Netflix for WWE Raw. Just between those two alone, you're looking at spending $455 a year just in two subscriptions to watch Raw and PLEs. Again, I'm not including the price of cable to watch NXT or SmackDown. That's like a very hard one to break down in your cable bill. So at least I can break those down for you, those two anyway. So if you're curious how Peacock handled this deal, well, it didn't go that great because Peacock decided to raise their prices. Now, I say this because after the announcement, a lot of those in WWE and ESPN spoke about how the WWE fans will follow anywhere that the PLEs will go, or will follow anywhere that WWE will go. That's a lot of lost users for Peacock. And for users of Peacock, you will see a 38% increase. As of July 23rd, Peacock raised its price by $3 a month. Yeah. And if you do the version with advertisements, the rate went from $11 a month to going up to $17 a month. That is absolutely crazy to me. Peacock did see a $215 million loss on sales of $1.2 billion in the first quarter of 2025. The streaming service currently has about 41 million subscribers. Peacock's imminent price increase is its biggest since the platform launched in April 2020. It will make it the most expensive among its rivals, which include HBO Max, which AEW is on, and Hulu, which currently has no wrestling. So, I really think that this announcement came, I mean, as it comes a day after WWE announces their deal with ESPN. And Mark Shapiro, the president and chief operating officer of TKO, had this to say about the deal. "We are proud to reinforce the E in ESPN at such an exciting juncture in its direct-to-consumer journey. WWE premium live events are renowned for exactly the type of rich storytelling, incredible feats of athleticism, and can't-miss cultural tentpole experiences that have become synonymous with ESPN. Through our UFC relationship, we have experienced firsthand how transformational an ESPN presence can be, and we know this will be an exceptional partnership at a time of great innovation for both companies. And as I said, folks, UFC is already part of the ESPN Plus stuff. And right now, fortunately...
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care, or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour, plus access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
The premium live events will not be pay-per-view events like they once were. Despite the WWE being owned by TKO Holdings, the Wrestling Federation will not follow in its corporate siblings' footsteps and putting its marquee events behind a double paywall. What does that mean? Well, TKO owns UFC, which hosts its pay-per-views on ESPN+. So that means MMA fans not only have to pay for access to ESPN Plus, which will soon move to the larger ESPN app, but they also have to pay $70 to watch the actual pay-per-view. So, what I mean by that is WWE could very easily switch over and do that after a while to where... Yes, you're paying for the ESPN app, but then you have to pay for the pay-per-view on top of that. That's what they do with UFC. That is TKO. And again, Mark Shapiro commented, "That was a tough barrier to get across for our fans, and frankly something that generally made them unhappy," TKO COO Mark Shapiro said on the company's earnings call on Wednesday. "Still, we succeeded. And it's been a monster success with UFC and ESPN+. We're not concerned about that whatsoever with WWE." So right now they're not concerned with it, but even if TKO doesn't put the WWE's PLEs back on pay-per-view, there's more at play here than simple dollars and cents. Sports fans are increasingly frustrated by the seemingly never-ending swapping of sports nights and raising prices, especially now that streaming services have entered the fray. Viewers have a hard time keeping up when sports switch from one outlet to the next, and there may be an audience segment that keeps away from ESPN's presentation of WWE PLEs out of sheer principle. WWE has plenty of blame to shoulder in this arena. The wrestling's promotion moved WWE's Raw off linear TV, cable TV, to start 2025 and put live episodes weekly on Netflix instead. The promotion's other shows like SmackDown and NXT are still on cable, but they have also changed homes in the past year. So, what can ESPN's new streaming service do to win over reluctant wrestling fans? Well, perhaps its personalization options will help. ESPN's streaming service will offer viewers ways to track their favorite teams and players and even unique version of SportsCenter tailored specifically to each individual user's particular fandoms. If ESPN brings a dedication to making wrestling fans feel as if they are getting a viewing experience they didn't come close to on Peacock, perhaps it can make the case that the higher price of streaming PLEs on its platform is worth it. And I'll admit it, finding things on Peacock has not been easy. Now, if you want to talk the WWE Network, I was absolutely a fan of that. $9.99, you cannot go wrong. Bring me back to those days, thank you. And look, if you're not a fan of the PLEs being switched over with the premium live events to the new ESPN streaming service, let me know in the comments how you feel if you're willing to purchase the new ESPN streamer to get access to these events in the comments section on facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope or anywhere else I post this show, from X at Perched Top Rope, Perched on the Top Rope on Blue Sky, Perched on the Top Rope podcast on Threads, Perched on the Top Rope podcast on Instagram. Let me know. I'm really interested to hear what you have to say. And honestly, if you don't feel like paying those high prices, I would tell you to go to Norton and get a VPN for as low as $49.99 a year. That is $4.17 a month for the first year. Now, this deal should really help ESPN, as people have actually been cutting the cord on ESPN. ESPN was in nearly 100 million households in 2013. Over the past 12 years, due to cord cutting and streaming services, that number has dropped to nearly 60 million. And over the next 2 years, that number is expected to decrease fewer than less than 50 million. This is why Disney announced during its earnings call Wednesday that it will stop releasing ESPN streaming subscriber metrics beginning next quarter. No one wants to admit those losses. Damn. Now, when the announcement first came out, fans were really mad when they heard that price tag that ESPN's new direct-to-consumer streaming service launching on August 21st will be triple the cheapest plan of Peacock that they currently offer to American viewers. And as a result, fans were furious since the announcement, with many vouching to stop watching WWE PLEs. It's a very likely sizable portion of fans that won't pay anything extra to watch the WWE PLEs. And in fact, it's possible fans could pay less money than any Peacock subscription that they're currently subscribed to. So to clear up the confusion, the streaming service that's launching is set to cost $29.99 monthly. However, the misconception that this price means for people already subscribed to ESPN through a cable provider. According to a report from CNBC's Alex Sherman, this ballooning of the price for PLEs is slightly misleading. Viewers who already receive ESPN as part of their existing cable package would likely be able to access the new WWE streaming content without paying the additional $29.99 monthly fee. Similar to how the current ESPN app allows authenticated access. So even if you have cable, you will still be able to access the WWE PLEs. And the TKO Chief Operating Officer Mark Shapiro had this to say also: the launch of the WWE PLEs on ESPN, that first event has to feel of a Super Bowl. And that works well, so we expect to have that kind of treatment when you see WrestleMania on ESPN. Let alone the very first launch event, which of course Netflix did an amazing job when we first launched Raw and had our event there. Shapiro expects WrestleMania on ESPN to feel like you're watching the Super Bowl. He compared this debut to ESPN to Netflix treatment of the very first episode of WWE Raw. Now, the grandest stage of them all has had a Super Bowl feel for quite some time now. Celebrity involvement has increased in recent years. More eyes are on the major events than there have been in a very long time. The stories and moments that accumulate at WrestleMania in recent years have felt like a massive deal. And this creates more intrigue as to what more ESPN can do to create a unique and improved broadcast. Shapiro had also stated that other suitors were prepared to pay more money for WWE PLE broadcasting rights than ESPN did. The COO prioritized ESPN's brand and reach over slightly higher rates. It's incredible what we consider to be worldwide leader in sports entertainment to be with the worldwide leader of sports. There's nothing bigger. There's no bigger opportunity for us, Triple H said on ESPN's Get Up. So fans, I leave you with this question. Do you think that the WWE PLEs will remain free on the ESPN app? Or do you think, like UFC, we'll start seeing a double paywall? Because WWE has admitted that WWE fans will follow anything and anywhere WWE goes. So would you be willing to pay for a double paywall like UFC pay-per-views? Let me know in the comments. And remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.